half of the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Wednesday brings us around to a conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day. He's a NUCCA chiropractor. It's spelled N-U-C-C-A, one of 25 or 30 around the country who are qualified to treat things that may bother you that you might go to a chiropractor for, you might go to a neurologist for. This is a special practice that deals just with your neck and the implications and ramifications on your health from that area of your body. What'd you say, Richie?
I need help.
I know you do. Yeah, we've known that.
Doc, my arm hurts when I do this. Yeah. I'll do this.
Don't do that. All right, so one of the things that is...
Oh, yeah, hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, you really do hurt?
No,
that?
I really do. Oh. Yeah, Jack, I apparently slept on my left arm last night, and now I can't extend my arm all the way. My elbow is locked, like... And so I try to stretch it out, but nothing.
Well, it's... You just keep trying to stretch it out during the day. You probably put a ligament into spasm in the joint, in the joint space. The brain will move the body in different positions while we sleep to facilitate circulation, to facilitate other things it's trying to achieve. And so as it moves itself through your sleep, it maintains a certain degree of flexibility. There are certain kinds of hormones that are released during sleep to keep things loose and flexible. Also, there are certain kinds of chemical compounds that show up in the joints when we sleep to keep things from setting up. In other words, if you put a splint on your finger for 6 months, there would be no joints left. The whole thing would turn to solid bone. Mm. And the thing that keeps joints is mobility. So if for some reason we kind of get stuck in a certain position when we sleep and we don't move for whatever reason, things will stiffen up. That's just the natural process of the body. But as the day moves on, things will get looser.
Okay. All right, so you okay now, Richie?
Yeah, thanks.
Feeling better?
It makes it hard to work.
I'll give you my PayPal account. You can send something.
Let's talk about babies and the health and well-being of babies. How one would use somebody like you? I see often in your office and also in the chiropractor I use on the East Coast, the young people, young mothers and fathers bringing in their young children. I'm thinking about that to the backdrop of the recall of 50,000 strollers in the United States and Canada because something happens that could injure a child. You got to wonder what kind of system these people are using to check out the stuff that they're making and how you can produce something that was so, well, it was supposedly for this audience, if you will, and have it be so prone to accidents. They've had a number of accident reports of accidents that the handles fall off, and so you've got to picture yourself doing this. And I don't mean to use the same tactic that some people are. I'm critical of some people for using, Jack. But just think about it. You're on a slight incline or decline, and you're pushing the baby, and you're talking maybe to your husband or your wife as you push it or some friend, and somehow or other the handle gets dislodged or just comes apart, comes off, and there goes the stroller. And that's kind of what's happened here. I just wanted to bring that to people's attention. If you want to have more on the story, you can go to the Today's Show section at DougSteffen.com for more on the stroller recall. But in general, it brought me around to thinking about babies. And, I've told you the story about when I was 3 years old, how I fell down a set of stairs, cracked my head open on a door jamb. And I wonder if I had had attention then, would I have the problems that I do now with my neck? That's just for everybody who's,
seen somebody back then, because obviously any time you hit, at 3 years old, you hit your head hard enough to crack the skull, you're going to dislodge the weakest joint in the entire body, which is right there at the base of the skull at the top of the neck. where you've got this, you know, this bowling ball balancing on this little tiny 2 ounce bone underneath of it. And the whole idea is to achieve structural balance in this area, because this is where central nervous system tissue, where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord, is at its most vulnerable position. Yeah. And dislodging that balance point definitely will affect the function that is generated by the bottom end, the caudal end of the brainstem. Cardiovascular function, pulmonary function, digestive, sleep. So I have babies brought into my clinic all the time. Newborns, the youngest I ever worked on was 4 hours old, couldn't breathe.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Delivered by a midwife, and the baby, when I say couldn't breathe, I just mean it was struggling to get a breath of air. It was breathing. I mean, the baby was pink, but you could tell it was distressed. And just within seconds after I'd worked on the baby, you could see the chest relax, and it was able to take a full breath of air.
My chiropractors tell me the same thing. It's the two women and one guy, and all of them have like three and or four kids. Within days, they bring the kid in and give him a little adjustment.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, I would say 25-30% of the babies that are brought to me, their newborns, are just fine. But they're usually the third, fourth, maybe fifth child. The first or second child through the birth canal can have as much as 50 to 60 pounds of pressure per square inch on their skulls.
Ooh.
But until those muscles are sufficiently stretched, you know, for prior follow-up births, it's very difficult.
So
and then it depends on the muscular condition of the mother as well, because if the mother has had terrible prenatal health and it isn't in the best of physical condition herself, that kind of worsens the situation.
If you were born or you have a baby through a C-section, does that make it easier on the baby?
You know, it depends on the doctor. Our last child was born C-section, and I had a rather intimate talk with the doctor a few minutes before the birth. And I said to him, "Doc, I'm not about to tell you how to do your business, but I want to tell you why I see so many babies after C-section births." And he was completely open to it. I mean, he knew what I did. I explained to him what I do and how I go about it. And I said, I know that you try to make the incision in the uterine wall as small as possible to maintain uterine integrity for future births. But may I suggest this? And I showed him how I wanted him to deliver our son. And he stood there and looked at me and said, "Sounds good to me." And so we went into, and Mary was draped and prepped and ready for the C-section. And he did exactly the birth process the way I asked him to do it.
Yep.
And he cradled the shoulder, cradled the head, because that's what came out first.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I really had to start working on my son, who's now 13 years old, is when he's been involved in contact sports.
Yeah.
His first year of football.
I want to talk to you about that, because I don't approve, and you know I don't approve.
Neither do I.
All right. So then, well, we'll talk about why it's going on. There's a report out this week about head injury.
Yes.
Waiting time, the injuries that are happening to the young athletes. That are now beginning to show cognitive drop-offs.
You look at Junior Seau in the report that's coming out this week.
Right. Yeah.
That says a lot, right?
Well,
there.
He was an adult. We're talking about children here, Richie, as well.
But he started as a kid.
Yeah, he did. All right. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Bursty berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply Happy.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I didn't know you could get that all straightened out there. Here we go. young athletes and the head injury problems that are occurring. Student athletes who suffer head injuries at risk of returning to the field before their brain is fully healed. This is something in a report that suggests there are hundreds of schools in all the states in the country that are, and by the way, this study is going to be reported out in the Journal of Brain Injury in another week or so, Jack. It seems that when the athletic directors or coaches look at these kids, they initially seem to have regained their cognitive abilities, particularly their memory. But after they go back even moderately into use as a football player or other athletic events, they are still very much in jeopardy. Young people getting back on the field too soon because they're pushed out by the coach or their parents. Yeah, yeah, be tough. Show me a tough.
Oh, sure. Sure, because they're looking for the scholarships. They're looking for the professional endorsements down the road. And just because somebody can suddenly, coach, I see three fingers now instead of six, doesn't mean that they're ready to get back out on the field. Closed head injuries is an extremely serious matter, especially when some of these younger kids are still going through developmental stages. And, you know, my son, my 13-year-old seventh grader, got his first year of football. Hopefully it's his last. But he got his first year of football because I made him a promise if he did something, and I didn't think he would do it. He actually did it. So I had to come through on the promise. And while he's out there on a Saturday morning, there's all these little first, second, third, fourth grade children, little boys, dressed in pads, dressed in helmets.
Child abuse.
Well, you know, it's cute to see them out there in their little uniforms, like little bobblehead, dolls out there bouncing around on the ground. But every now and then, you'll see one of them, his head will hit the ground really hard, or you'll see helmets to helmets. And at first, it looks kind of cute until you know what's going on. And
there
when you're
three,
getting some.
There are 3,000 students in just Massachusetts alone in middle school suffering a concussion or head injuries.
Yes.
Playing this past fall.
Golf.
3,000.
Yes. Golf. Tennis.
Yeah.
Golf. Tennis.
Football. Baseball.
Yes. Get rid of the football.
Aye, aye, aye. All right. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com. He's here every week at this time on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even got me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She said until it was over.
Some of the number one songs that have been a part of your listening and dancing pleasure, perhaps. If you're into LSD, listening to laughing, singing, and dancing stuff is kind of cool. So we profile on the program every once in a while some of the top songs in the past 25 years, because we're in the 25th year of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This song brings us back to this week in 2001. The number one song was Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. Does Jennifer remember this? I'm sure.
Of course.
Would have been the number one thing with Roberta.
Yep. This is, maybe not with Roberta, but I definitely remember. Shaggy was good.
Yeah. All right, Bobby Brown is next, number one during this week in 1989. My Prerogative.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this guy still is bad, right? He was nasty then, he's nasty now.
Yeah, but can't take over from the song. Still
he was the
song.
One with Whitney Houston.
He was.
Right?
He's the one who killed her, basically.
Yeah.
And she was in.
Wow. True. It appears that she was into it when she met him. She was there.
Who would have I talked to who knew her or had a friend who went to high school with her and said she was experimenting with all of this stuff before she even met him? So everybody thinks he's the one who got her into the bad things, but apparently she was playing around with it before he ever came along.
Right. All right, next up is this song from Alicia Keys. It was number one during this week in 2008, called No One.
An amazing talent.
Is she?
You remember her from the Whoopi Goldberg movie where she played the nun and was the music teacher at the school trying to get away from the mob?
What's the name of that? One of the Sister Act movies?
Sister Act, yeah.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys was the young main student in the movie that just had the beautiful voice, and she's had an amazing career.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, Ricky. Yep. Next up on the Hit Parade review of number one songs over the history of this program, we go to the number one song during this week in 1999, which is Brandy. Have you ever...
Love the soul singers.
Yeah.
for us.
This is song number one during this week in 2004 from Outkast.
Here we go.
Massive hit. Used to drive me crazy every time I heard it.
Yeah.
But fun. People liked it.
Yeah. All right. So
you getting the lyric line by now?
I think it's, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Back to the time we were just getting started with the Good Day program when George Harrison was number one with this song.
I love it.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set.
The song is he talks about how he's got his mind set on her, but
lots and lots of money,
a whole lot of presses and money, spending money.
Yeah. So what do you think? He's got a little side, maybe a little insight into what he was doing.
Who is he dating
on the side? Right, exactly. Speaking of dating, number one this week, 3 years ago, 2010, Lady Gaga. Talk about her. Man, she created a national brand.
She just had some dress the other day where she did the bullet breast thing or something, and everybody was all up in arms.
Pass. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with a look at the hottest products from the 2013 Consumer Electronics Show. LG's OLED TV represents a new era in picture quality and design. Featuring a super thin 4mm frame, this OLED TV delivers brilliant colors and the deepest blacks imaginable. Watch your favorite programs in 2D or 3D. This 55-inch OLED TV will be available in March 2013 for $12,000. The Optimus G is the world's first smartphone powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon processor. It features a 4.7-inch True HD display and includes Q-Slide, Quick Memo, and Live Zoom. Available on Sprint and AT&T. Powered with the same quad-core processor and 4.7-inch display as the Optimus G, the Nexus 4 runs on Jelly Bean, the latest Android operating system. This phone comes bundled with Photosphere, gesture-based typing, and offers wireless charging too. Contact your preferred wireless provider for pricing. LG's appliances feature Wi-Fi connectivity and a free smartphone app. The app will save money and time by allowing remote monitoring and control to all of your LG appliances. These appliances will be available within the next 3 months. Pricing to be determined shortly. And finally, LG's 23-inch touch-enabled monitor is for computers with Windows 8. Featuring 10-point technology, you can use all 10 fingers to perform tasks. This monitor offers the same touch experience associated with smartphones and tablets. Available in the first quarter of 2013 for $599. For more information, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voices.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Reportedly, this is amusing from time to time.
Reportedly.
Because
allegedly.
The help of Roberta Fasanelli, once in a while. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the Dougster is here. The DougSteffen.com website, a lot of action there today. A lot of action since we had Jewel on there. The pictures and the downloads of that song continue to be one of the main attractions. Do we post all of that stuff? I don't know how to do this, Jennifer.
The song is on the website under the audio highlights. And this, this is the song that she premiered for the world premiere.
Yeah, on our program a week ago. Well, it was last Thursday, I think. So how does that get from our website or our Facebook page to hers? How does that, do we send it? Does she take it? How does that stuff get repurposed? And
on Facebook, all she has to do is click share from our website.
Really?
Yeah.
But we can't do that for her. She has to do it herself.
She has to do it herself, yes.
Okay. All right. So we have that taken care of. A lot of pictures, neat things going on. The video of these 21 children from Sandy Hook Elementary recording Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which you can hear at DougSteffen.com. It's a tear around for everybody. The stroller recall, important for you if you're a parent with children. The story last week from North Carolina State, where they knocked off number one ranked Duke in college basketball. Now, you know that I'm not one. We don't focus on sports here on Good Day much at all. This story, I think we started with yesterday. One of the players got a lot of extra attention. He saved a disabled fan who was knocked out of his wheelchair. It was kind of like the crowd went wild.
Well,
I've seen that.
I want to meet.
He got trampled almost.
I want to meet the idiot that put. You know, okay, I see the purpose. They wanted to push the guy out into the middle of the crowd so he could be a part of the experience of just the craziness, everybody being excited about the big win, right? Mm-hmm. But then he gets in this mob, and his wheelchair gets pushed over, and he's on the ground about to be trampled, and one of the players sees him and picks him up and saves him. And it's just...
good story.
It's a good story, but you got to think, is it the place to push a guy in a wheelchair into the middle of that mob?
Yeah, that's a good question. Anyway, you can check that out. American Idol 12th season begins tonight. Our poll question at DougStephan.com. Basically, do you care? Has American Idol lost its relevance and its starch and its impact? It still has more viewers than pretty much anything else but the Super Bowl on TV, right? Isn't that really... Although Golden Globes the other night had the highest ratings NBC's had for like 21 years for any program it had at all.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Well, because it was well
done. I think Tina Fey and
done,
Amy Poehler were probably a draw.
Yesterday, we started a conversation which we didn't finish. The discussion of, did it start with Jennifer Lopez? Jennifer, we were talking about cougars and men younger, dating older women. And I forget who it was that we were talking about because there are a lot of examples of now older women dating younger men.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be...
Jenny Garth, one of them.
Yeah, I think that's where we
started. Yeah, Roberta's cousin, in-law, ex.
Yeah. Whoever. So during the course of the conversation, the question was asked by a listener, what is the male equivalent of a cougar? And when you consider that the definition of cougar, basically, if you understand what a cougar is a predator in real
terms. The male definition has been around for years. They're called dirty old men.
No, but you see, that's not funny. Because
why is that not funny?
I don't find it. I find it annoying.
Why?
Because I think that it becomes a sort of double. Well, we talked about
that. You think that Hugh Hefner is in a perfectly normal relationship with someone 60 years his junior?
I think that if you love somebody, it doesn't make any difference what their age is. You question the reality of a 26-year-old with an 86-year-old?
Yes,
yeah.
I question that.
I think you could question that. But anyway, the suggestion that it is different and difficult sometimes for people to kind of deal with it comes back around to two things, in my opinion. One of them is that age is a convenient arbiter for things that don't seem to make a lot of difference in the real world. Now, of course, it's all up to interpretation. I have always said that I thought age was a BS number. Didn't make a difference.
Now, is it a little closer to home?
Let me finish this. It has to do with, let's say, a car. I was in a car the other day that was 15 years old. It was like brand new, spotless, down in Texas. I mean, this thing was like right out of the showroom. I was also in a pickup truck that was 3 years old when I was in Texas that was ready for the junkyard.
Right.
So it isn't so much the age thing, even though that becomes a typical sort of thing that striates these conversations. It really is about what sort of shape it's in. Now, and no, it doesn't necessarily hit close to home. It has been a conversation, but the point of the conversation was to come up with a word that was to be used or could be used for those who are looking at a male equivalent for cougar. And I don't even know how cougar gets... Does anybody know where that term, how it originally got applied to women, older women dating younger
just
men?
Just because it's a predatory animal, I think.
Yeah. Right. So women who are older that...
Kind of a sexy predatory animal.
We're predators. See, I just have a problem with that. So anyway, somebody suggested a good... I was in a meeting yesterday with someone who had listened to this conversation on the air yesterday morning, and she said to me, how about using the term adventurer? And I thought, oh... That's pretty good. It doesn't have a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
No.
No.
I like the woman that probably suggested it,
though.
Well, she's a lady who had dated somebody who is a woman, and actually she's in her 30s, Jennifer, and she dated somebody who was in her 40s and found the guy to be the most, let's see, how did she exactly put it? He was most to her liking of anybody that she'd ever met. Sometimes... And this I've heard before, not from necessarily people that I know, but I've just heard in general that sometimes both men and women who have been disappointed with people who are their own age or who are within close enough shot of being considered their same age are upset because often those people are not mature. There are some people who, again, this is back, like you're a very mature woman. There are a lot of women who are in their 30s.
Most
where
of
you
the
are.
Time.
Well, yeah, most of the time. She's so easy. But you know what I'm saying. You are mature, and I would guess that Roberta was mature for her age. I should know because I've known her since she was in her mid-30s. So, yeah, she was mature in some respects. And I'm not talking about all respects because we're not all going to be mature in all respects. But some people just like that. Some people like very silly, playful, immature folks. But if you desire somebody who's mature, oftentimes men, as you know, do not mature as quickly as women do. Women, by the time they're 28, pretty much are all set. Men, long, you got to be in your mid-30s before a man. Any woman who marries a man who's not at least 35 is asking for it. You are absolutely asking for it.
I think that's true.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, you know what I think is interesting in this discussion, though, is that the double standard that still exists. So let's talk about it. So men that date... let's talk about
Doug,
this.
Doug, watch out. There's a trap coming.
No, there is no trick, and this is actually very much in defense of Doug, actually. Yeah. Okay, so as a man, I think it's perfectly acceptable for a man to be in a relationship with a woman up to 20 years his junior.
Yeah.
Think really? That depending on where people are, I think that's kind of like the set limit that's pretty acceptable.
You don't think so, Roberta?
20 years younger.
No.
Now, I think women, on the other hand, if they date 5 or 6 years older, they're considered a cougar, and it's not acceptable.
Huh. Why is that double standard in reality? Is it a male-based, it's just a male-based society?
Because it's always easy, yes, it's a male-based society, and we're always more accepting of men's male behavior than we are of female behavior. We add, I think, more pressure to women. And again, I could be totally wrong in this, but I think, in my opinion, what's acceptable is to maybe date 5 or 6 years younger before you get called a cougar. With men, they can date probably 20 years without any kind of problem at all, without anybody blinking an eye. Agree, you know, disagree?
I agree.
I disagree. I when I see a man who's 50 dating someone who's 30, I really wonder what really is going on.
Well, but that's at that
cha-ching.
Age. At that age, it's different than if you are, let's say, 20 years older on either end of the spectrum.
I think after 40, things change a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
after 40.
But a woman who is 35 dating a guy who's 30 is just plain smart because men peter out way before women do.
Pun intended.
I knew it was coming down to something like that with Roberta. That you could have counted on. Here's something that's extraordinarily romantic, I think. If you have seen the story at DougStephan.com, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you might want to go there. There's a picture, first of all, with the story of a man teaching his girlfriend how to read. This thing has gone completely viral in the past week or so. The photograph showing this man teaching his girlfriend the alphabet. A lot of people touting the image.
Why didn't she know the alphabet before?
As a shining symbol of love and dedication.
What is her circumstance that she doesn't know how to read?
I don't know
how old
the story
she?
Explains this. So these people look like they're in the mid-30s. I don't know what the background is. I just thought it was a very loving thing, and it looks like there's a very loving relationship between the two of them. I don't know, and we don't explain it in our story. It just basically highlights the husband having patience to work with this woman. He's a speech-language pathologist, apparently, and the woman in the photo lost the ability to read because she had a stroke. Okay, so there you go. That's why. So, and that kind of
that's
stuff.
That's very sweet. My Uncle George, my grandmother's brother, retaught when my aunt had a big brain problem with caused swelling. She wasn't able to read.
Yeah.
She didn't even really know how to communicate well. And he sat with her day after day and taught her how to talk again, how to write again, how to read again. Pretty amazing. It takes dedication. You're right.
I think that's right. And so we're kind of talking, I think, about love here versus lust. There's a difference. I mean, when you go far enough up the pike, and if you have enough experiences under your belt from when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, who knows when, you kind of get to the point where it may have taken me a little bit longer, but I think at that point, hopefully, you know what you want, and you're able to deliver and provide. So many people prior to maturing, and that's why I said what I did about men at 35, it's all about them. It's all about, and women maybe too, but women pretty much have it sorted out younger. Men are still very dependent on things that seem kind of foolish. before they get into their 30s. And Richie's a pretty good example
like
of that.
Like chicks and beer.
Well, okay.
Don't forget cars.
But Richie was smart enough to know that, and he didn't get married until he was in his late 30s, mid-30s.
Thank you for the credit, but I just wouldn't get anybody who would accept me.
Well, maybe not.
yeah, but that is because I was young and stupid.
Yeah, you were young and
stupid. I was young and stupid and
I was young
fun,
and stupid.
And nobody...
Longer than you, probably.
Yeah, nobody wants to settle down with somebody who's young and stupid and having fun.
Yeah.
So once
but
I grew...
you settled down...
When I clearly remember the year that I said... Okay, I've had enough. When I was 27, I was just like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And that's when I started going.
It took 7 years to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Right person.
But you have to have that time. If you don't have that time in your 20s, if you get married when you're 21, divorced by the time you're 31,
yeah, right.
You go out by the time you get divorced and you have that 7 years, go crazy. I saw my brother do
it. I did it for years, Richie.
Yep,
I did it for
it
decades.
Yep.
I did it for decades, and it finally... dawned on me, maybe when I met the
men
person.
Men have
that I
to
felt,
burn the candle at both ends for a couple of years to get it out of their system.
Depending on your maturity quotient, you do it longer. And that depends on how you were raised, what you were experiencing as a kid, security, all of those things. But when you get to the point, whatever age it is, that you feel like you have found the person who makes it all come together, and you got then you got to recognize that and do something about it and make sure that you have eliminated the things. And I think that takes a certain amount of reflection.
And I'm going to throw this out there. As a woman, you also have to burn your candle at both ends before you can be in a successful long-term relationship, I think.
Sure.
I think women that get married young and innocent, around 40, they start to question things. I think that's a big cause of the female midlife crisis because you didn't get enough time, enough independent time, I think.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all pretty interesting.
Something I don't have to worry about.
Good for you, Jennifer. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch, the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Of
apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Music. We start out movie moments. This is a song by the Scorpions called Hit Between the Eyes from the movie Free Jack. It had Mick Jagger and Emilio Estevez. Now, there's a combination.
It was
tops at the box office during this week in 1992. So we get started. Visit with Chuck Curry commences here. Chuck is our movie man. We're going to have a movie. Let's see. Was it yesterday? We didn't do well with the movie.
We did not get an answer yesterday.
It was hard yesterday.
We had people on who had wrong guesses. We never got the right answer.
You know,
right.
Can I say something?
Of course you can, Chucker.
I remember vividly sitting in a movie theater watching a movie, Free Jack. It also had Anthony Hopkins and Rene Russo. And I always wonder, when Charlie Sheen's making all this money and getting into so much trouble, what in the heck is Emilio Estevez doing? What is he
directing with his dad? We had him on the show.
Only a couple times. He's on, yeah, but I mean, over the majority of time in the last, say, 15 years.
Yeah.
He hasn't really done much.
Unless it's one of those the Ducks movies. You haven't seen a whole lot of them. And then that movie he did with his dad.
I'm sure he has to be doing something other than the movie business.
He has a car detail shop in the Santa Monica.
All right.
All right. So let's get to our contest. 888-302-DOUG is the number you call if you can figure out what this movie is. This movie actually premiered, Chucker, during this week in 2004 at the Sundance Film Festival, which takes place starting this weekend as usual. Let's see if we can figure out from the first clue, the first audio clue, what the movie is.
Go for Pedro.
Got it.
888-302-DOUG. All right, let's get to a couple of other ones, Richie, just in case.
Jen and Chuck, you have that, right?
You.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Next.
I caught you a delicious bass.
I caught you a delicious bass.
302-36-84. All right, last audio clue.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could be drinking whole if you wanted to.
All right.
Too bad.
I never saw this movie, but I'm getting it. It wasn't the brightest.
No, it's not, but
you
it
got
is
this
funny.
Movie, Chugger?
I got it, yeah.
All right, okay. Chugger has movie news. If you have a clue and you'd like to get on the air and win a swell prize, 888-302-3684. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, this could be your big chance.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why will Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just
$1.99. That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
All right, Chuck Curry, who has a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond, something you might want to check out. You can find it at DougStephan.com, actually. Go to Chucker's picture in the contributors box to find out what Chuck is thinking about videos and DVDs, all things that have to do with a screen, large or small. Chucker's in it. All right, what do you have for news for us, Chucker?
All right, Doug, according to reports with the current box office worldwide of $153 million, Paramount Pictures is unlikely to move forward with any sequels to the current movie Jack Reacher, which stars Tom Cruise.
Really?
That might disappoint some because there's a lot of source material in a lot of the Jack Reacher novels. I liked the film. I didn't love it. But
why at $150 million they make sequels with a less than the till than that?
Well, that's worldwide. It's made... it's made $70 million here in the U.S. In most current blockbusters, they want $150 million, and they certainly want a bigger worldwide gross of $60 million. One other bit of news: 20th Century Fox and a few major multiplexes will do a Die Hard marathon in theaters on February 17th, showing the first four Die Hard films in anticipation of the fifth one opening the next day. Huh. For my money, I've always said the original Die Hard in '88 is the best pure action movie ever produced.
Yeah,
that's definitely worth seeing back in the theater.
Films debuting on this date, Hard Rain, this date, 1998.
Yeah, I like that movie. It sort of killed Christian Slater's career, though. Uh-huh. It's a disaster film with him and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Randy Quaid's in it as well. Yeah. Minnie Driver, Ed Asner's in it. Yeah. Betty White's in it, Richard Dysart.
It's very funny. Yeah, I like the film. Yeah. It's a good, really good B-film.
All right, let's see. Rosalie's in Fishertown, Pennsylvania. Hi, Rosalie. Welcome to Good Day.
It's Leslie. Hello.
Oh, Leslie, sorry about that.
That's okay.
What's the name of the movie?
Napoleon Dynamite.
You get the prize, ma'am. Hold on just a second.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.